It's time for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Hey, Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes, let's make a little noise here. This is Vikings Country, and especially because we got Chad Greenway here with us this morning, or this afternoon, evening, whatever.
Morning. Wow.
I'm used to working in the morning, dude. But also, we're coming off win number one.
Win number one.
We beat the Cards, baby.
I'm excited to be here on the first win.
Yes.
It's like the first couple times here, like, oh, gosh. But this is a lot better.
Yeah, this feels better all the way around.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, a great game, 34-10. You guys get to win Mall of America Field. Just the whole vibe, everything, like you said, just completely different. And a first quarter that was just unbelievable. In fact, enough. Adrian Peterson gets 3 touchdowns in the first quarter alone. That's a team record. But then he was also named. He was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
For one quarter, basically.
For one quarter of work, yes.
Take that times 4. It's like, what? Oh, 12. No, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, the crowd, that's the thing that was so surprising to us, is we come back from being 0-4, and we're like, who knows what to really expect, you know, from your crowd. But our crowd was awesome again, it was just a huge win. Just such a nice relief.
Do you like the new way that you guys are doing the intros, where you actually get to come out, where they're actually bringing you guys, not as a whole team, but you're coming
out?
Yeah,
I do. I think it gets the crowd going a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to bring out the players, you know, individually. As a player, it's fun. I mean, you know, you always dream of, like, that introduction thing, you know, when you're a kid, like,
yeah,
coming out. And we've been doing the team thing for, what, 3 years maybe even,
right,
and that's worked. But it's nice to get back to that. Kind of gives you your crowd that edge going into the game. You know, you go out there and then they get going, and from there on out.
Do you struggle with, how am I going to come out? Am I going to do some kind of, like, cool, like,
yeah, like,
move?
I'm not – I don't dance
right
well. You know, so it's like, what do you do? You
yeah
go outside, you just, like, run out.
You're not going to do the Happy Gilmore, ride the ball?
No, I'm not creative enough to just do anything crazy, you know? So, like, I just, like, run out and feel kind of uncomfortable for most of it, and then just, like, sprint out and – it's always nice to get around other people wearing the same jersey so you can kind of blend in.
That damn cannon that fires off right after you guys get done.
So loud.
It scares me every time. I know it's coming.
Every time.
Every single time. And I scream like a girl.
Imagine standing right beside it and not knowing it's coming. Like, first time on the sideline, so excited.
Yeah.
You know, you work for, like, the Duluth paper and you came down for a game and it's like...
You have to wet yourself just a little
yeah
bit.
Exactly.
That's a great start of the day. We're only going to sit in this for 3 hours. That's awesome.
It's 12:01. And you peed on yourself already.
You know, as you get this first win, and that's outstanding, you're going to be playing Chicago. We'll get into the scouting report coming
up here.
Yeah,
second half.
Yeah, that's in the second half of this. You got this down now.
Absolutely.
The Vikings
country. Veteran now.
So now, I got to ask you, do you believe in Bigfoot? And I'm going to ask you this question more importantly. Is there somebody on the team?
Klein Saucer.
Really? That you go, okay,
Sasquatch.
There's a chance that they shaved
yeah
him down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, size 17.
Klein Saucer.
I mean, without even you asking the question, it's Klein
right
Saucer.
Right.
He has hair everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, he's got size 17 feet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on.
He could run down like a VW bug.
You know, he's like a freaky strong person. You know,
right.
Just like picks up cars that they're parked in his way. You know, it's just like... He's just uncomfortably hairy and strong.
They're 95%. These scientists, they're 95%.
Have you seen the show? I'm not sure. It's on Discovery or something. So
oh,
it's like,
Finding Sasquatch.
Yeah.
It's the greatest show ever.
It's unbelievable. And clearly, those people are doing God's work. You know, I mean, they're out there and they're listening to these howls that are not made on a computer.
No.
No.
We would never do that.
This is real.
I have a plaster foot that I put plaster into the imprint. And
I love that.
My
yeah
favorite part about the whole thing, Finding Sasquatch.
It looks like the goofy foot you buy, like,
yeah,
pop you over on the wall. You
yeah
know,
it was right next here to those great big sunglasses that you could buy. But the funny thing is that they are so into it that
oh
they don't even call it Sasquatch. They're like, you know, when you're chasing down Squatch.
They just nicknamed it.
Really?
Bill.
Yeah, Squatch.
Well, Bill's hard to catch. This North Carolina Squatch is, you know, his name's Bill Russell, and he's, it's like, it's unbelievable. They love it.
Who's the worst to travel with? If you, let's say, somehow, some reason, you ended up having some kind of thing go on, or next thing you know, you got to travel across the country to get home for the holidays. You're
okay
doing the planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yep.
The whole thing.
Great
who
movie.
Who would be the worst on the team to actually travel with? Who would be the Del Griffin of that whole?
Wow.
But that just wouldn't stop talking. Wow. And would just be annoying.
That's a good question. Let me Rolodex through the people here. You know, it's 63 guys, including practice squad.
Well, because you know that if you can't identify one, it's you.
Yeah, I would probably be a problem.
Oh,
can you imagine Jared, though?
Oh, yeah.
Just constantly, oh, remember when this happened in the story? Like, come on. Are we there yet?
Are you going to go Jared on that one?
You know, let me think defense. You know, there's some young rookies I really would have a problem with, but I could just tell them just like to pipe it, you know, just
right,
like,
right,
zip
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Probably Brian Robinson.
B-Rob, huh?
Everson, I would say all on the D-line. Everson Griffin or Jared Allen. All three of those guys, and the combination of three of them would be terrible.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I honestly, for sure, thought you were going to go with a kicker, because kickers are always the weirdest.
Clue, he would just like play his game or something the whole time and
right.
be a read.
You'd make
read,
him sit
like,
in the back.
Seven books a day.
Of the car.
Oh, yeah, by himself. Longwell's like, you know, normal for a specialist, which is, and Colin is too. So really, Clue is kind of our only...
Weirdo.
Specialists, yeah. You know, but they're weird. I mean, the whole specialist crew is just uncomfortable. But there's definitely a group of some guys that would be like, oh, no.
Have you ever had a hot dog thrown at you? Have you seen this
story?
No,
I've seen the story, but they don't have any video of it, do they? Is it on YouTube?
I believe that it is.
I haven't seen the video, but it sounds hilarious.
How ridiculous, though. Okay,
first off, some guy throwing his meat at you?
Yeah.
Just weird.
Is there anything just more degrading as a dude to have a wiener hit you? I mean, that's just got to be the worst.
If it was like one of his ex flames or something, it'd be like kind of funny.
Well, but
now,
yeah.
Now it's like weird.
It was a wiener that was already impaled with a 9-iron and she chucked it from the back. But no, I mean, seriously, the guy throws a hot dog and then he throws it with the bun. Which
seriously,
to me
who throws
seems
a
like,
shoe? It's like one of those things that you just don't throw at somebody else.
Right, but now
it's
the
like
bun.
Picking this up and just like whipping it across the room.
Be a man. You grab that hot dog and you throw it like a knife.
Out
you
of,
know?
Out of end over end it, exactly. Take
yeah.
the meat out. Take
right.
the meat out and then you end over end it.
Corn dog, I totally get it. That's
yeah,
a great
yeah.
weapon to be thrown at
I would
somebody.
Say, yeah. But then do you hold on the stick end or the dog end? I would say stick end.
Oh, absolutely.
Leverage the weight on the end.
Well,
know,
because
so.
you're going to probably poison dart the thing with like some mustard there
yeah.
with the corn dog.
Apocalypto, poison the dart from the frog. You know, you get the frog skin on there. Next thing you know, he's passed out in the pond
this
on the
is
ninth hole.
This is Vikings country, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, here at the Sky Deck, make sure you make it out here. Every Wednesday, 6:30, Chad Greenway is with us here. Cool thing is that people who come out here early, the first 20, 25, depends on the night, who get here, actually...
Tonight, 15.
One item. No, you
no,
know what? We got some special
crowd.
Guests actually here.
This
and
is
I know
a good
that,
crowd.
I know that you're a big fan of the military.
Absolutely.
There are some guys here from the USS Minnesota that's being built right now, a submarine.
Wow.
And we'll get into that a little bit later on here in the show.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah,
a mini sub is not being built by the cocaine cartels of Colombia. That's good.
Well, no, yes.
A
yes.
real
this is
submarine.
Legitimate. Yes, absolutely. And this is a legitimate show. And, you know, going off of the whole hot dog toss,
yes.
we know people are just weird. There's
in
no
general,
question about
yes,
it.
Yes.
I'm listening to Bumper to Bumper, Dan Barrera, on the
yep.
way in here, and he was talking about how there's some restaurants across the United States that have unisex bathrooms. Not just
right.
like not like a public restroom where you have a unisex where it's just like for the family or whatever, but
right.
this is unisex, and that you actually have to sit down by rule, dudes
oh.
and women, because they say guys aren't as good at target practice as they think they are.
Well, I know that's a fact for sure.
Yeah.
That I'm not. That's why I'm putting a urinal in my house.
Are you a sitter or a stander?
What kind of question is that? I'm a stander.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
hey, sometimes I get tired. I just like a little break.
No, that's just, no. That's, no.
No?
That means you're a sitter, and that just makes me uncomfortable.
I just sit sometimes.
I mean, stand up.
Well, but see, here's the thing is I used to.
Your
used
wife
to,
complains to you,
I
and
wake
then you
up,
give in.
I wake up too early
night,
in the morning.
And then you miss, and it's a little bit too dark.
Well,
and all
I,
this
go
stuff.
With, I go with the sonar
ridiculous.
Version of it.
They
know?
Go to the other bathroom. I mean, guessing you have another bathroom in the house. Go to the other one. The sheet doesn't
downstairs.
Use.
Downstairs. I don't want to go that far.
Okay. Lazy and you sit down to pee.
But people are
that's
weird.
That's one you want to take home to mom.
I actually saw this. This is a legitimate story. Because coming off of that, I was like, maybe I shouldn't bring this up. But then I thought, well, I heard that here on the show. Why not? On the station. So I thought, okay, here's the deal. I actually saw this. There are a group of people who are seeking out help, apparently. And there's people
yes.
there to help them. But there are people that are out there that actually... They love bread so much
okay.
to I the like point bread. Where they want to, like, have relations
oh,
with bread.
Okay.
It's called yeastiality. And I'm no, this is legitimate. There are people that love bread products.
Yeastiality?
Yeah. They see Wonder Bread and they just go all just crazy. The tasty bread truck goes by and it's like, whoa. They walk into a bagel shop and it's like all of a sudden it's the Bunny Ranch.
They go like the Wonder Bread like outlet and pick up like loaves for like 30 cents.
Oh, yeah, the stuff that's about to go old.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's just, there's some different folks out there.
There really is. There are
you
some
know?
Different.
Not weird, just different. That's all. We're not offending here.
As we were talking about the fans that can come out here and they can get signatures here, and you know, first 20, 25, we're doing this every week, that you get that certificate and then you can get things signed, one item signed. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever signed from a fan? Have you ever signed like a baby or anything like that?
I don't think I've ever signed a baby. The kids always want like you to sign their arm, something
right.
like that. You know, I've signed two bras that were on people.
Oh, really?
That's
one was a dude.
That's yeah. One bra and one bro. That was uncomfortable. Like the husband's like standing right there, and like that was like right. in college. You know, I was in college, honey.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, one of those deals. But.
And the husband was standing right.
Yeah,
there.
Like so weird, right?
Yeah. Just like the Uber
probably
fan.
Like a woman like in her 30s, you know, probably had three kids and
the garage door
standing
was
there,
painted just black and yellow there.
Yeah, the Hawkeye fans are a little crazy.
They're insane.
But in a good way.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Only in a good way. Only in a good way. Coming up in our second segment, we're going to talk about Chicago Bears and our scouting report that we like to cover here with Vikings Country. We'll get into that coming up here in just a little bit. I should mention this. Fans, be sure to follow at Vikings Promos on Twitter for information on players, appearances, and promotions, along with your chance to win tickets, autographed merchandise, and so much more. That's Vikings. That's at Vikings Promos. Make sure you get that right. So,
nice.
And speaking of that, lead the way. You have
yes.
a big event coming up here, right?
We do. Yeah, the 24th of October, our Celebrity Server event at Manny's. So that we're pushing that hard now, getting tickets sold. They're very close to selling out, which is, I guess, wasn't surprising. Having Manny's be involved, we love Manny's.
Right.
But yeah, I have a lot of teammates are going to be involved. So Jared's was on the fence. I'm like, oh,
really?
Typical. Well,
on
Amy's the fence? Amy's close, you know.
Oh, that's
so,
true. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been there. You know, dad twice myself. It's like one of those deals. It's like, yeah. You just don't want to commit to something you can't follow through with. So
dude's got 8.5 sacks for crying out loud.
He's unbelievable. He's had, I mean, hats off to him. He's had an awesome like,
7
first
sacks
five
in
games.
The last 3 games. It's just, I mean, it's
ridiculous.
Insane.
And then you hope that we can continue to win to give him the attention he deserves for the start he's had.
Right.
And hopefully he continues to do that. But, you know, we all have to come with him, you know, and keep playing well. I mean, that's the thing is every week, even you look at the schedule and Green Bay's there and they're playing extremely well, but there's no team that's going to – you're going to look at them like, oh, we can't play with those guys. We can play with anybody.
Right.
So that's what's exciting.
Well, and it'll be exciting because you guys will be on the road at Soldier Field.
Yeah,
and
this weekend. Be nice.
And
it's always, that's always tough to play there now.
And a quarterback that's been hit a lot.
Yeah. Their line's had a few issues. You know, they have some young guys in there. And you know, but you look, there's a very similar line. They got them the NFC title game last year as well. So it's kind of like, you know, we know they have ability. And everybody tries to slow down Jared now, but with Brian coming on so strong on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only helps Jared. Only helps things.
So. Very cool. Well, we'll be talking about the scouting report. We'll get into
that's
all
that. That's a lot of football.
Oh, yeah, a lot of football on this show, especially. Vikings Country here at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. Remember, we're here every Wednesday, 6:30. Chad Greenway's with me right now. We got Jared Allen coming here next week, and we're going to be coming back with our scouting report and so much more right here on FM 100.3 The Fan.
Now, back to Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
Hey, Vikings Country fans, make a little bit of noise here. We're at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. It's 4th Floor Mall of America. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30 for Vikings Country, and it goes between Chad Greenway, who's the guest here today, and then also Jared Allen will be coming here next week. And it is time now for our scouting report.
Let's do it.
Are you ready to really break down
absolutely.
And get into this thing?
Are we playing again?
I don't remember. This week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. So thank God, we're playing a team, finally in the division, that doesn't have a baseball team that's also doing extremely well and hasn't had a loss so far.
Chicago's the place to go then for that.
Well, Are you kidding me, though? Because I mean, you're a longtime Vikings fan.
Absolutely.
South Dakota kid. And you know that as we go east, we always feel better about ourselves, even if we're having a lousy season.
Exactly.
Brewers stink, or the Packers stink, or the Lions, we've been relying on that for how many years?
Crucial for a decade.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Tigers are up and down. Doesn't really, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but as we go
bad
east,
year.
They just get better. It's crap.
Bad year this year.
It's Yeah, it's horrible.
State of Wisconsin. Even the Badgers.
Badgers. Well, look at Michigan. They're having one a great year this year, and that wasn't really even that expected.
Gross.
And then we got our Gophers and some other stuff. But at any rate, Scotty.
Still love them. Gotta love them. Not the Gophers, but the Twins.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They'll turn it around.
Yeah.
You just watch. This is the 101st meeting between the Vikings and the Bears. It's going to be at Soldier Field. Do you like playing at Soldier Field?
Love it.
The crowd there, they can get kind of nasty.
They're a little nasty, but that's what makes it fun. I mean, this place is, for those of you who haven't been to Soldier Field, it's an awesome place to be a part of a football game. The crowd gets into it, is always into it. And it's a hard place to win. But if you go there and can do it, it's a great place to win.
Can you imagine a Chicago-style dog being thrown at you?
That would just be just
Tiger Woods.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So much stuff coming at you.
Oh, yeah. You just don't even know where it's coming from. Because it would start to hit you early.
Yeah.
You know,
continue to hit you for like 3 seconds.
That would be the absolute worst. We don't want any of that going on.
With the poppy seed bun.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Matt Forte, the versatility that this guy has been pretty amazing for. And really, he's been the reason that the Bears have had the success that they actually have had this season.
Yeah, he's the number one receiver as far as catches. But, you know, not yards, but catches. And he's the guy they're going to go to during checkdowns. If Cutler's in trouble and running around, he's going to try to find him. And obviously the running game. So he's a guy that if you can shut him down and limit his yards and touches, you give yourself a chance. You know, they have other guys that are very capable as well. But he's the guy.
I like to point it out that Jay Cutler always looks like he's about to cry.
Yeah.
He's kind of got like that pouty, like, things aren't going so awesome. It sucks.
But, you know, he's a guy if he gets going.
Yeah.
Explosive arm, you know, can make all the throws. So, you know, we hope he's really pouty on Sunday.
Well, we're hoping for that.
Yes,
and, we talked about this earlier in the first segment about the offensive line for the Chicago Bears has been a little on the dicier side. So we're hoping that Jared's going to be able to get in there, hoping that maybe B-Rob. And then Kevin Williams, of course, pushing up from the middle. But will we see karate kick
thing that? I haven't done that. I actually haven't done it yet this year.
Right.
We haven't a lot of things to do it for.
Yeah.
But, you know, last week I did a shout out to Lieber. I did want to hit Lieber's little spirit fingers to the knee.
Nice.
Weird. I don't know where he got that from. Just uncomfortable
spirit
doing it.
Spirit fingers.
Yeah. He actually texted me after the game. He's like, your spirit fingers were excellent. But the karate kick, I don't really know where it came from.
Yeah.
I don't really do kung fu.
Right.
Although I think I wish I could.
Well, you do some.
I watch a lot of movies about kung fu.
You work out mixed martial arts, right?
I don't. No, I'm not into that.
None of that.
Deal. I don't feel like.
So where the hell did it come from? I mean, you just watch like too much Mr. Miyagi and
you
went nuts or what?
I don't really watch a lot of that either. It just kind of came to me.
Really?
In a moment.
And then after that, it's the thing.
Now it's awesome.
Right. Because they show it up on, you know, SportsCenter.
You pull
and
your
next
hamstring,
you know.
You know, every time doing it. Other than that, it's fine.
Wouldn't that be the worst?
No.
So why isn't Chad playing in this
game?
You got
to wait till like at least mid-second quarter to do it. Otherwise, you're like not ready yet. Not warm at all.
I got to warm up. I start kicking from down here.
Yeah, and then I work my way up. Hopefully make a lot of good plays that day.
Antoine Winfield was not on the field last week. And so far with the neck injury, has not practiced yet this week. That's a big miss. But all being said, you know, you got Chris Cook and Sed doing a great job out there.
They did. Chris Cook is a guy who's like, he's stepping into his own now. I mean, he's a second-year guy. He is so talented that we don't even know how good he can be. You know, it's like one of those deals, he keeps getting better and better. So we're excited for that. But anytime you miss Antoine, it's not good. I mean, he's one of the best players in the NFL. So you take him off the field, it sucks. But hopefully he can come back soon.
Can I ask you a question about the new stadium? And there's been lots of talk about that and stuff. Just as a player's perspective, what would it mean for a new stadium, and especially a Vikings fan, longtime Vikings fan, and you know, being able to play with a team that you followed and loved when you were a kid?
I mean, I think
like
the best part would be obviously that football's here to stay.
Right.
The state of Minnesota, that's number one thing. You know, as far as actual fields go, we obviously would love a new field, but Mall of America Field, Metrodome, gets extremely loud.
Yeah.
You know, third downs, and we need to stop, and the crowd is right there with us all the time, and it gets really loud. So we love that. We just hope that'll move into the new one whenever we do get the new one.
It'll transfer over. Now, remember like when you're in high school and the head coach moved into a new house or decided to paint that summer, and then like the football team.
That didn't happen Mount
really?
Vernon.
No,
never.
I got completely suckered then because like the football team would go and help him out. You know, it was it was one of those
do
choice
his chores for him.
Yes, exactly. It was a choice,
team
but
building.
Not a choice. Yeah. Will Ziggy Wilf actually do that with this new stadium? Because I know that they're sitting there going, okay, the build is a little aggressive on the timing and stuff like that. Will you guys be out there working on that at all?
No. No. Can you imagine like us working with a bunch of engineers like trying to properly install the bleachers so that nobody like has accidents during game day? It's like, oh, that wouldn't be good. People dying. I mean, bleachers, whole wings falling off.
It would be absolutely horrible.
That would be terrible.
Yeah,
it would
be a bad move all
personally,
around.
Personally, what I do hope they do about the new stadium is make it outdoor. I know you can't have as many other events in there, but like, you got to restore the Met, like, frigid temperatures.
Right.
Like Minnesotans only deserve that.
But now, how many guys would actually really
it doesn't matter.
Like that?
It doesn't matter. We'll get used to it.
Are you rocking sleeves
you
or no sleeves
play.
When you're playing out in the cold?
Never wear sleeves.
Never wear sleeves. Do you do the Vaseline thing?
My dad at home would just be like so mad.
Really?
Wear sleeves. He'd be like, disappointed.
Do you guys give crap to Jared for it?
Yeah, he's a weenie. Well, let's not forget, you know, he wears a cowboy hat and all this other stuff. But we grew up in California.
Right.
I mean,
it's like the
know,
only time he wears sleeves.
Not really
when
very
it's
cold out there.
Yeah,
I mean. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
He ain't from around here.
Now, I know that, 10,000 lakes here in Minnesota. I saw this story.
It's actually more than that if you actually read
really,
it.
You're going to pull
10,642, I think,
technically,
right?
Technically.
Well, I'm just saying.
Really?
Let's embrace it.
But there's a woman that's, she works, she's an ad design woman, and her name is, if I get this right, Nicole Meyer. She has decided that she is going to make a logo for every single lake in the state of Minnesota.
Ooh, wow.
She's designing them one day at a time. No. That would be awesome.
All the grandmas in Minnesota would be real busy.
By the time that she's done, it's going to take her 27 years to actually do that. And I was thinking about this because you're building out on Tonka, right?
Well, yes, thank you.
You
guys
are very excited about that. Are you guys?
Absolutely.
You guys, things are going well there?
Absolutely.
You and Jenny? My wife and I would never be able to pull
that
off.
Oh, no, it's been awesome.
Really?
We actually, it's been good, very good. She's handled almost everything.
Do you think that Lake Minnetonka and their logo should be different from Big Island?
Yes, it's a different place.
It really is a different place.
It's just
place.
A different world.
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe the logo is just like a thong or something like that. You know,
or not.
What would have been a thong?
I think better than Big Island is the stories about Big Island that I've never seen, only heard about.
Oh, really?
Oh, the legend is just ridiculous.
Right, and it's the day that you go out there, you're like, are you
come
kidding?
On.
There's none
it's
of this
Wednesday at 12. This is ridiculous.
How long before the house is built?
This spring will be done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good
so we had the boat out there this summer, enjoying that, kind of getting a feel. I'm not a boater, so had that out there learning.
Yeah.
Didn't crash it too often.
That's good news.
And then going from there.
Too
so,
often.
Yeah, I'm a Minnesotan for life.
Nice.
Awesome.
Chad Greenway is here at Vikings Country. By the way, he was a little late because he claims he was on the log ride.
I was.
But I think you were downstairs because Hillary Duff is signing a book.
Hillary Duff is signing a book. I didn't know that until I went downstairs to ride the log ride.
Ah, how was the log ride?
It was awesome. My daughter, who was four, and my niece is in town too, so she's also four. So they were like loving it.
Did you get soaked?
Not bad. I sat in the way back.
Oh,
it's the best place to sit, obviously.
You got to think that thing
they're
through.
Like in front of me. And like they wore their raincoats because it's obviously raining outside. I'm like, oh, perfect. We got to start with this ride.
Oh, there you go, right there.
I'll hide behind you.
This is Vikings Country again. Next week, Jared Allen's going to be here. That's going to be Packer Week. This is Bears Week, and we're hoping to go in and get our second win
absolutely.
Of the season.
Absolutely. How huge would that be?
That would be massive.
Huge
on the road.
On the road. Oh, man.
Got to love it. Chad Greenway, everybody. Give it up for him here. Vikings
Thank
Country.
You.
This is going to be going on every Wednesday, and if you catch us on FSN this Sunday, there's going to be a special thing with the USS Minnesota. We'll show
awesome.
That only on FSN.
So are the guys here, right?
Yeah, they're here.
Yes.
They're here. Yeah.
How about a round of applause for those guys?
There we go right there.
Yeah.
FM 100.3,
awesome.
The Fan, and Vikings Country.